Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting excerpt from Wired, all about the future of the like button in the age of AI. Buckle up.
The like button. Such a seemingly simple thing, right? I'm curious to see where this goes. What's the main point?
Well, the article dives into how AI can use like data to understand human preferences, potentially even predicting them before we know them ourselves. It also raises some really fascinating questions about authenticity in the digital age.
Predicting our preferences? That's a little spooky, but also kinda cool. How would that even work?
Think about it. Max Levchin, the PayPal co-founder, sees mountains of like data as a goldmine for training AI. It's all about reinforcement learning from human feedback, or RLHF. Basically, using our likes to teach AI what we actually prefer, rather than just optimizing for some arbitrary reward.
So, instead of AI just chasing clicks, it would learn what we genuinely find valuable.
Exactly. It's about aligning AI's goals with our own. But, as the article mentions, getting that human feedback can be expensive, unless you have a treasure trove of likes, like Facebook does.
I see. Interesting. But isn't AI already shaping our preferences through algorithms?
Absolutely. The article talks about Facebook experimenting with AI-powered Reels recommendations in 2024. They saw longer watch times, which is exactly what they were aiming for. It makes you wonder, will we even need the like button in the future?
That's a good question. The article also brings up YouTube co-founder Steve Chen wondering the same thing. It could become obsolete if AI can perfectly predict what we want. But Chen also mentioned the like button's value for advertisers, creating that connection between viewers, creators, and brands.
Got it. It's a multifaceted issue, isn't it? And then there's the whole can of worms about AI-generated content. If AI is creating the content and potentially generating the likes, what does that even mean for authenticity online?
Right. And they bring up a fascinating point about Alicia Keys' Super Bowl performance, a sour note corrected in the uploaded video. It's a little unsettling when you think about it. What starts as a minor tweak could become something much more manipulative.
That's where it gets tricky. The article also discusses the darker side, voice cloning scams and FCC warnings. And then, AI influencers. Aitana Lopez with 310,000 followers, raking in sponsorship deals, but entirely virtual. It's mind-blowing.
It really is. Imagine a world where most online interactions aren't even between real people. How do we even know what's real anymore?
The article ponders that. It touches upon the idea of tools to verify real likes and people. And then, Karen AI, an AI chatbot version of an influencer, charging $1 a minute for conversation. It's like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It really blurs the lines, but I don't think it's inherently negative. While it could lead to deception, using AI to better align products with consumer needs isn't a bad thing. I disagree with the completely dystopian view the article seems to hint at.
I understand your point, and I agree to an extent. It's all about how we use these powerful tools, right? The like button, in a way, represents our agency online. Will AI enhance that or take it away? That's the big question.
Definitely. This whole conversation has been incredibly thought-provoking. Thanks for breaking it down.
My pleasure. Thanks for listening, everyone, and until next time, keep on liking.
Goodbye.